Nate Smith, World on Fire on B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We got the B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936. It's been kind of a crazy day. Yesterday was a crazy day. And we started off the show with Toby Keith passing away. And that kind of, you know, took everyone's attention. But then all of a sudden we saw this. A fire destroyed Lutzen Resort yesterday. I mean, that's been around for like 140 years. And fortunately, there's nobody on site. Nobody was injured. No guests at the time. But anyway, it's completely lost. The chimney was still standing. I don't know, WDIO had a crew out there. Like, they got a crew up there by like 11 o'clock yesterday, and there were still flames and smoke going. So, I mean, huge thing there. State fire marshals are investigating, and there's even some video you can see. WDIO has it on there. There was fires back at Lutzen in 1949, 1951, and then now this one, 2024. So they're going to rebuild it and rebuild it back better. So we'll keep an eye on that. But otherwise, we also saw that the other day we smashed a 147-year record for the high temperature in Duluth. David wrote about that. You know, it's just been such a warm February. I was reading something, too. I'm like, okay, what about the black bears becoming out of hibernation because this is April weather, and this is like when they come out in April? I mean, is it possible? I don't know. I know I got skunk holes in my yard in February, and that's not normal because I have this darn skunk is back and then it's just prowling around. Got to do something about that. But anyway, weird stuff. But yeah, read more about that. B105country.com. We'll be back with Dylan Scott, Eric Church, and more next on B105. B105, Northland's number one for new country. And we've got Lauren's Country Lowdown right here. I'm filling in for Lauren. She got a case of the sniffles this morning. Maybe you heard that yesterday, but helping her out. Okay, so here's what's going on. Country listeners sharing memories of Toby Keith concerts in Minnesota and Wisconsin. I wrote that yesterday because we had a bunch of people call in. It was such a busy morning. It was great to hear from everybody as we all kind of shared our favorite memories and performances and things that happened. Like, he was in Duluth twice. We talked about that. Country Fest. He was at Wee Fest a bunch of times. And some great memories. And some people got to meet him saying he was a really actually nice guy. So that's nice. You can read about that at B105country.com. And then we also have all the country music icons now, stars, paying tribute. Like Randy Houser had some nice things to say, played a cover of Toby there. Jelly Roll actually said that on his last year on his tour, every single concert he sang should have been a cowboy, which is pretty cool. Carly Pierce had some nice words to say. Carrie Underwood had a very lengthy comment on that, too. And then Joe Diffie's family, Joe Diffie's team. They were deeply saddened in that he was a remarkable individual, touched the lives of many, and that is very true. I wanted to bring up, too, you know, Toby Keith's foundation with the OK Kids Corral. You know, that's a great place if you want to donate in honor of him and memory, helping out those kids at the Children's Hospital with the housing and things like that. So very cool, but you can read about that, and we still remember B105country.com. Eddie Montgomery, too. You see some of these old school guys, too, like Alan Jackson, and just kind of pulls at your heartstrings there. But yeah, Toby Keith, tough. Moving on, I want to mention this real quick. The Grammys happened the other night. Two stories that are interesting that I wanted to share. One is Jelly Roll is just a super fanboy at the Grammys. And there's a bunch of pictures of him just like nerding out. He got to meet Taylor Swift, you know. That was awesome. Bunch of other people and he's just the look of joy on his face. I just love it. He's just so excited to be there, and it's very awesome. Check that out too. And then another story about how Luke Combs, you know, we did Fast Car and Tracy Chapman, and that was a big performance and everything. And about why he did not change any of the lyrics, kept it exactly the same. And it's because he wanted to be mega respectful of the song, which, you know, he's a class act, I think, right there. So there you go. A little taste of Lauren's Country Load. Okay, serious stuff here.
Very serious.
7:10 laugh off. Mm-hmm. All right, ready to go?
Yep. So you won yesterday, or we didn't do it yesterday, but you won on Monday.
Yep. Go ahead. You start.
Oh, okay. Ken, what did the thumb say to the finger? I'm in glove with you. I tried to say that in like a romantic way.
Well, you know, you're really good at that.
Thank you, I think.
Well, you get that ad that they sent you yesterday. That's what I'm saying.
Thanks. Well, we don't need to go there.
I want Lauren to talk in a low, sultry voice.
And I was like,
I can't do that.
Yeah. Please don't. Don't choose me.
Okay, sorry. That was funny. All right. Lauren, I'm making a documentary on flying. I'm currently filming the pilot.
I almost laughed.
That's funny.
I love it.
That's probably right. I probably should have saved that one.
Yeah, that was good. Ken, why did the mushroom hate going to school? It's always sport. You're so close to laughing.
That's cute. Well, we had stuffed mushrooms last night. Did you try one?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, they were good.
Oh,
just
I didn't know.
Cheese inside, right? I had someone check first.
Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Oh, boy.
It was good.
I'm surprised you eat mushrooms.
I like mushrooms.
I'm surprised by
and
that.
And I like mushroom jokes. Thing.
Okay, well, I don't have any more.
I don't.
I got to change it around this. Okay, here's one. Lauren, what's the coldest letter of the alphabet? It's B. It's right between A and C. No?
I almost laughed.
Okay.
Almost laughed.
Come
okay.
on.
Okay. You always win. This was sent in by Shelby, so thank you, Shelby, one of my joke people. Ken, why is it okay for an ice company to commit fraud? Well, their assets are already frozen.
I didn't see that one coming. I couldn't figure it out.
I know, that was a good joke.
Yeah, that was not a bad joke.
Thank you, Shelby.
All right.
Good looking out.
I got one I wanted to say, but it's got a swear word in it, so I got to figure out how I'm going to
okay.
do this.
Yeah, this is a family program, so we don't want...
Is it now? Okay.
Most times.
Okay.
So we don't, you know, we don't want to...
I'll work on it for tomorrow. Maybe I can bleep myself out.
Yeah, work on that. All right. Excited to hear.
I can't wait. Stay tuned for that and the brain teaser question. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. Good morning. It is 7:23. We got your brain teaser question. We got quick time for it. Yeah. All right. Let's give away. I'll let you handle it here.
Yeah. So we have Taco John's to give away.
All right.
Didn't do a brain teaser yesterday, so we'll get right to it. 68% of office workers will do this at their desk today. What is it?
Okay. 68% of office workers will do this at their desk today.
This is kind of sad.
727B105.
Don't you think?
I don't know. I do this sometimes. Whenever I have this ready, it's always when somebody comes in.
Mm-hmm. That's, how, like, that's how it works.
Like, I just wanted a moment. Mm-hmm. But, okay. 68% of office workers will do this at their desk today. 727-B105. Call now. You can win Taco John's. Which kind of plays into this.
Kenny like Chesney. That.
Yeah, that's right? Kenny Chesney, get along. B105, it is Breakfast Club. Ken and Lauren, we got your brain teaser question.
Mm-hmm.
Take it away.
68% of office workers will do this at their desk today. What is it?
All right. Simple enough. Let's get going.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, B105, what's your guess?
Eat lunch?
Yeah, it's eat your lunch at your desk. Well, they say you're not supposed to because of all the germs.
Oh.
Oh.
All the food particles that fall and stuff and the little dust and whatever, and then it like grows and then you get a bunch of bacteria and stuff. That's what they say.
Ew.
That's what they say.
Where did you hear that?
I read it years ago and it's something that stuck with me. I don't know why. Anyway.
Thanks for that, Ken. Thanks for that. Yeah.
Who's this?
Heidi.
Hey, congratulations. You got some Taco John's, okay?
Thank you.
You know, an interesting thing is, just Googled this here. Yeah, right. Desk hygiene. Not good for work health.
Yeah.
Crumbs and half-eaten leftovers attract roaches and other insects.
Okay.
Not that we really have. Well, I guess we do have roaches downtown Duluth. So that's another story.
Not that I've ever seen in the building, though, so we're good there.
You know, remember when we first moved in and they had to dig up that hole in front because of, a sewer issue or whatever?
Yes, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and then they had to, cover the hole and everything because they're like, oh, yeah, cockroaches will come out.
I don't remember that in particular, but I remember the hole that they dug.
Yeah.
And
it was a big pit.
Yeah, it was a hazard.
Okay, anyway, they also say that you have a tendency to overeat if you eat at your desk because you're not paying attention to what you're eating.
Right.
You're just mindlessly eating
Same
while you're working.
It's like you're watching TV or something, which, can't we just live? Let us live.
We don't have to be perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
And good thing about that. 728 B105, look at your weather forecast next. B105 Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. It's Lauren's love advice today, 7:41, B105. Lauren actually was all hopped up on DayQuil. So I
sure
said,
was yesterday.
So I said, I'll cover it today.
Yeah, it's for the best.
Helping you out. So
no DayQuil today, so.
You didn't take any today?
No,
huh?
Right. I'm on the mend, but I still want it to be Ken's love advice because you have a good topic.
Well, I read this the other day, and it has, people claim these things can be considered cheating.
Oh,
it's always not about having a
physical.
Sure, right.
Right.
Right, it's not always about that. Some of them are pretty interesting, and you can also take kind of a look at yourself and your relationship on this.
Okay.
Withdrawing emotionally from your partner and offering that energy to someone else.
Ooh, like emotional cheating. That's definitely cheating.
If it's something that you would be unwilling to tell your partner about, then it's probably time to start thinking about what you're doing. Right?
I feel like that, I don't want to say it's worse than physical cheating, but like an emotional, you know, affair or whatever, that could mean more to somebody than just a, you know, one night thing.
One of the easiest questions I saw here that I thought was interesting.
Okay.
Was what would you do? Would you do this or tell them about it in front of them? And would you be okay with it if they did the same thing? So whatever you're doing, turn it around and go, wait a minute. Would I do this in front of my partner?
That's a good rule of thumb just in life.
Well, yeah, it's like the golden rule, kind of.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's interesting. And lies. If you're lying.
Don't lie.
Or if you're trying to hide something, like snaps or texts or whatever, that's already crossing the line of not breaking trust.
Right.
It's all about trust, right?
I think so.
Okay.
I learned a lot.
Did you really?
Yes.
I like how you had to think about that, and it was like...
No, I did. Yeah. I think it's good to remind people that... Well, not remind, but I think people, whenever they think of cheating, they're like, oh, you had, you know, an affair one night, whatever. But no, there can be many different ways, so...
Yeah, any type of romantic investment in anyone else, no matter what. Mm-hmm.
Even if you're just, like, flirting or whatever.
But then some people went down here. This is pretty funny, because this is something that I'm guilty of. I'm guilty of this cheating, okay?
Okay.
Watching an episode of a series or watching together on Netflix without me.
Oh, I don't even try to watch things with my boyfriend because, like, we have such opposite schedules. I'm like, I'm not going to wait for you to watch this next episode.
Well, sometimes I'm like...
You got to move on, you
I
know?
Need something that I can watch when I have my own free time.
Right.
And I can't wait, you know.
Right. Like, when you really start, like, a good show, you don't want to have to wait on their schedule.
I know, but I just did that with All the Light You Cannot See on Netflix, which is really good. And I watched the first episode, and I said, I'm not going to watch this with my wife because I don't want to have to wait.
Right.
So I watched all of it, and then I felt guilty at the end of it going,
you
she didn't get to
stay strong,
experience.
Ken. Don't circle back.
No, I did. And I said, well, I'll rewatch it with you. And I wanted to watch it again anyway. So
okay.
It's kind of.
So watch it once and then offer to maybe watch it a second time, I guess, is the moral of the story here.
I don't know. Well, what do you think? What do you think constitutes cheating? We missed something? 727-B105?
What about, like, liking somebody's Instagram photo if maybe it's... a little not safe for work.
Whoa. Scrolling through Instagram.
Right.
What about your obsession with all these?
My boyfriend knows.
Okay. Well, then you're not hiding it.
No, one of the first things I said was I have, like, this is my celebrity crush. And it's just never going to change. And he's accepted it.
Okay.
And
well,
he has one, too, that I cannot compare to in any way, shape, or form.
Oh.
And that is Mila Kunis. So,
really?
Like, All's fair in love, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so it's like, I can't compete with that.
Huh.
You can compete with Spencer Reed from Criminal Minds. Anyways, it's not cheating. I was very upfront about it. He knows me. And Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh my gosh, Lauren.
I'm more embarrassing by the day. There's Lauren's love advice.
Okay.
I'm sweating.
All right. Well, anyway, that's we'll put a fork in that one. And we got Lauren's Country Lowdown coming up. Hang on with Luke Bryan. Oh, Lauren's Country Lowdown on B105.
Yep. So you were talking about the Grammys in the 6 o'clock hour. And I have a few more stories about that because they're still kind of trickling in. And obviously, I want to acknowledge Toby Keith. We have all of, you know, the other country stars that are paying tribute to him and all that. B105country.com. But happy news. Tracy Chapman is continuing to make history. So obviously her performance with Luke Combs was one of the most talked about moments of the night. And for the very first time, the original version of Fast Car hit number one on iTunes 36 years after its release. Now, I should mention iTunes was not a thing when the original song came out, but it kind of boosted that song and it's giving new life to the song again.
Right.
Which is really cool. Luke did post a little something and said, I don't have words right now to, like, even comment on this performance. Like, it was everything. And people had been acknowledging online that he was so respectful. And you could tell that he just, like, loved the moment so much and everything like that. And he's like, I don't have words yet, but I will soon. So You can see that performance if you missed it.
Yeah, it kind of seemed like what I watched is that, you know, he let her have the limelight.
Right.
You know, which is really respectful. You know, like, and yeah, he did a good job too, but I mean, it wasn't like, yeah, he wasn't trying to upstage her.
Yeah, oh, absolutely not. And like, you could just tell he was just so honored to even like be up there.
Yeah.
And he was soaking it in. So yeah, lots of praise for him there. Kelsea Ballerini, she was getting some heat because she was up for Best Country Album. And I feel like she's kind of been like the... Lainey Wilson's the one to beat right now. You know, Lainey's winning everything.
Yeah.
But I feel like Kelsea, this album that she put out, Rolling Up the Welcome Mat, was so praised. And so she was kind of, I feel like, always the runner-up. Well, people were upset because when Lainey won, they panned the camera to Kelsea and she looked not happy.
Ooh.
Which she probably wasn't happy. But people were like, you're a sore loser.
You kind of know that the camera's going to be coming to you, but it's hard to fake when you're disappointed.
Disappointed.
You know what I mean? You can
see
it.
She was clapping. She was classy about it. She's friends with Lainey.
You got to smile with your eyes, they say.
Yeah, so she took to social media. She said, you can be bummed for your loss and happy for somebody else's win at the same time. That's what she said. She was like, yes, I was bummed out.
Yeah.
And then she said, we don't need to, like, try to do a facial analysis on me. And then she said... a woman's win is a team win, and that's good enough for me. So,
okay.
See that, B105country.com, if you want to like know what face I'm talking about. And then, last but not least, Lady A, they are going to be in Minnesota at the Mystic Amphitheater this summer. Tickets go on sale Friday, and you can read all about that on our concert calendar, B105country.com.
How do you think your reaction would be if you lost in something and the camera panned to you? Do you think you'd be able to fake it?
I don't want to say she was wrong. I would probably, like, try to fake it.
I wouldn't be able to do a very good job of it. I'm not saying I'd be a sore loser. I'm just saying I'm pretty a transparent person, as I've been told lately. A little too transparent.
It would be kind of hard to, like, you know, Lainey kind of came out, like, way after her, and she's... Yeah.
Cody Johnson, the painter on B105. We're kind of switching things up a bit today, and Lauren's going to be doing this segment because I did Lauren's love advice earlier. So.
Let me clear my throat. I'm ready for my close-up. No. So I wrote about this yesterday, and it just fits perfectly with some jerk.
Yeah.
So Chick-fil-A, we talk about that often on the show. One of the managers of the Chick-fil-A in the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport is making headlines. Not going to say his name because it doesn't really matter, but this isn't great. So... over the course of 13 months, he embezzled, allegedly, $144,000.
I don't know how people think they get away with that kind of stuff.
So apparently, we'll like, at the end of the day, you know, you got to go deposit the money.
Yeah.
Well, he just didn't. And then he, like, after, you know, all this time, they're like, where is it? He's like, oh, it's coming. The payments are coming. So he basically just said they're delayed. But it's what he did with the money that everybody's talking about. He used... the money for OnlyFans. He's buying subscriptions to OnlyFans.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That must be like some kind of a problem there, addiction.
I don't know. He also bought some jewelry. And then he also was bribing other female airport workers to send him things.
Oh my gosh, what a creep.
And said, I'll send you money. But yeah, OnlyFans, I mean.
Is there anything good that happens on that?
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. Which, like, do you, but if you're going to embezzle money and then that much money and then use it on OnlyFans, it's like, yikes.
Seems like everything you hear about OnlyFans is, like, people getting in trouble for the things they do on there in their real lives.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's wild. Hey, you want to hear a funny story about me not depositing thousands of dollars worth of money?
I sure do.
I'll tell you about that next, okay?
Perfect. Well, you can take over some angel.
That's not an angel, though. Well, actually, maybe it is.
You can make it one, I believe.
I'll turn it around and it'll make me look like good in a positive light.
I agree.
B105, Northland's number one for new country. It's Ken and Lauren. And here's an interesting thing you want to circle back to yesterday. We were talking about, of course, Toby Keith passing away. I didn't mention this because I don't know if it's a bad taste or not, but it was so weird that my Willie Nelson chia pet was crying yesterday. You saw the picture, right?
I didn't see the picture, but you were talking about it.
You didn't
it.
See the picture? No. I thought I showed it to you. Oh, no, because you weren't here. Because you had left at that point. Oh, okay. Here it is. I had watered him, and I've never noticed this before, right? But look at that.
Okay, that's, like, weird.
This
is, like, weirding me out.
It weirded me out, too. And I was like,
why is it doing that? Did you Google if that's normal?
No, because I was kind of afraid to see what happened.
That is really weird. And I don't want to believe that that's a thing, but that's kind of
isn't that crazy?
Spooky.
And then I dabbed it dry, and has never done this before.
You are taking care of this Chia pet, by the way. Like, it is a small okay. child.
Look at this. So then I dabbed it away with the Kleenex.
Oh, that's
I was like, don't cry, Chia Willie. Don't cry. It's okay.
That's weird, though.
And I was like, really, is it because Toby Keith passed away?
Yeah.
Is that because, you know, Beer for My Horse? I was like, ah, this is the weirdest thing.
That's so weird. That's very, very
Is that
very
normal
weird.
For water to come out of the eyes of a Chia pet?
Let's Google it. Water coming out of the eyes of a Chia pet.
What do you got?
Nothing.
Oh, man.
Like,
this
nothing.
This is creepy.
Nothing pops up.
This is weird.
No, I don't see one thing about it, Ken.
I don't know. I might
that's
have a
haunted Chia pet.
That's all right.
Keep that over there.
That's all right. We're friends, I think. I'm trying to get him to grow. Dirks, woman, amen, on B105, Northland's number one for new country. So this is something Nick saw that it was up on Lake Winnebagoche happened the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Another vehicle went through the ice.
Yikes.
There were 16 inches of ice. This truck was driving, I think it was like an F-350, and it had an ice castle behind it. And they said it was 16 inches of ice, and they said they've always been fine with that. They were pulling it forward, and they saw a crack on the road where two cracks came together, and they go, we're not going to go that far. So then they backed up, and that's when the truck went in. And they said they had like 4 seconds to get out.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, I'm glad they're okay, but like 16 inches, that you would think that's enough, right?
Yeah, I mean, not this year. Not with all the free, I'm not driving out.
Oh my gosh.
And it's scary. But,
so scary.
But they went viral on TikTok over it because he just started fishing in the hole while he waited for, you know, someone to come to pull it out.
That's the most Minnesota.
Chris Young on B105, Northland's number one for new country. And we will see you again tomorrow. Joe Danger is in next. And you can listen while you work for that. And tomorrow we'll have those Duluth Sports Show tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun. And we'll come up with a very interesting game. We're working on it. I got the gears are turning.
Yeah, same. Like my wheels are turning and I think we're going to come together and it's going to be good.
The gears are turning. It's the wheels are turning. I'm so bad at those sayings, these cliches.
We're getting better.
The gears are grinding.